Hey girlies, what is up? Welcome back to the pod. This has literally been the longest week in my entire life. I feel like I haven't recorded in like a month, which just isn't true because I recorded last Friday and it's Friday today, so yay. But anyways, so yesterday was Christmas and that was fun. But yeah, happy holidays, holiday season, and it feels just weird to record. This break has been so long. It's only been a week. Okay, anyway. So, best and worst of the week. Best of the week, obviously, is like Christmas stuff. But on Christmas Eve, my older siblings came from Cincinnati, Ohio, and stayed with us all day. And it was super fun. We did gifts, and we just ate dinner. We had this really good ham. Okay, I've never had ham for the holidays, like, ever. I mean, for Thanksgiving, we have turkey and stuff. But for Christmas, we're usually with our cousins traveling somewhere. But, of course, we couldn't do that this year, really. And so we had ham. It was so, 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 so good. I feel like I've been missing out. And I want to replace our Thanksgiving turkey with the Thanksgiving ham because, mwah, so good. Anyway, Christmas Eve was so much fun, so that was definitely the best of my week. And then I really didn't have a worst of the week. This week was pretty good. I mean, just some things that were like meh that I kind of had to do, just like ACT prep, test prep stuff. But something super exciting is that this week I started a TikTok account, which I mean, I had a personal account, but this was for the pod, you know? And it's so far, it's done pretty well. I think we have a little over 100 followers now. So that's super exciting and really cool. And yeah, excited for that and to see what happens then. Because honestly, I love TikTok so much more than Instagram. I truly hate Instagram. I don't use my personal account. I only use it for the podcast. I've talked about this in my social media episode, but I really don't like Instagram. I mean, I only use it because I have to. So being on TikTok is a lot more fun. But when I told my mom I was starting a TikTok account, she got super mad because I'm on TikTok way too much. I mean, probably not as much as Instagram, just because Instagram I kind of have to be and I have to respond to DMs and comments and post a bunch of stuff, you know. TikTok I just started. But anyway, so usually I'm on TikTok for like an hour every day, I think. But this week, oh my god, it was so bad. I was on my phone for like 6 hours, 2 days in a row, and I almost cried. I was like, what is happening to me? This has never happened to me in my entire life. I was so scared. I thought I was like sick or something. My mom just thought it was funny, but I was like, this is a little concerning. And the thing was, I didn't even realize I was on my phone that much, which is kind of scary. So I'm glad I have screen time. So TikTok is cool. They did a thing that was like the Spotify Wrapped, but it was like your TikTok Wrapped. And for my personal account, it was really cool because it said like when you got TikTok and what your most popular sound was, how many videos you sent, whatever. And I got TikTok like in November of 2018, which I thought was pretty cool. Little flex, you know, ahead of the trend. But I thought that was really funny. And then also just seeing the amount of videos that I sent to other people was kind of insane. I think it was almost 1,000, which I feel really bad for my friends because I definitely send them way too many TikToks, you know? But I mean, yeah, super fun. So anyway, just getting into today's episode because obviously New Year's is this week. New Year's Eve, party time, super fun. Not really, I guess, this year, but I mean, you do you. But so yeah, we're just doing a super basic episode. I really feel like a basic bitch in this episode talking about like goals and whatever. So we're just going to be a cliche podcast episode today because why not? And a lot of people wanted to hear this episode. So just doing what the people want, you know, pretty cool. And so I'm just going to be doing like a 2020 recap, sharing my goals for 2021, and then also some tips to help you guys set better goals and like, if you want to, New Year's resolutions, whatever. I'm just kind of grouping those as the same thing because, I mean, they're kind of the same, right? Yeah. Okay. So anyway, quote of the week. This one I found on Pinterest a good 5 minutes ago. So you already know it's going to be really good. It is, The past is your lesson, the present is your gift, the future is your motivation. And I just really like this quote. I thought it kind of related to today's theme, the theme of the episode, just about like past, present, and future, just because we're, you know, we're just talking about all that stuff. And I thought it was cool because I wanted to talk about like today what I've learned from this past year and just like goals, I guess goals are motivation kind of. Anyway, it was a little bit of a stretch of a connection, but I just really liked the quote and I thought it was super cool. And also I'm recording a time lapse during this, which kind of makes me feel uncomfy because like there's a camera watching me, but I mean also I'm not looking at it. This is why, so I don't know if some of you guys know this or not, but I have a YouTube channel for the podcast, but it's pretty much all the episodes are just audio. You can't see me because I literally feel like if I was actually recording my face and had to look at the camera of myself, I would be so awkward. Not that I'm not already awkward, but just like more awkward than normal. I don't know. I don't know if I could do that, which I mean, then what is the point of the YouTube? I don't know, but it's a dilemma, okay? It's whatever. So yeah, don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. You already know, I say this twice in every episode. It's probably super annoying by now, but like, gotta say it, you know, gotta self-promote myself because I don't know, because I can. So anyway, let's just start out with 2020 recap, whatever. This is like the Spotify Wrapped thing, but like not with music and not at all related. Okay, cool. So this year I've honestly done and like accomplished, I would say, a good amount of things. I mean, at the end of May / start of June, I started a blog, Cara Akarman. It's in the description. And I thought that was a huge accomplishment. It was super fun learning everything about blogging and just meeting a lot of blogging friends. I'm still friends with lots of those girls. And it's just super fun to like start new things. And I was really proud of my blog. I spent a lot of time. And over the summer, I was writing 3 blog posts a week, running Pinterest like a mad woman. I mean, it was insane. I was doing a lot for the blog. Now, not as much. I mean, I kind of started doing a little bit less for that. I mean, if you follow my blog, then you probably know that I didn't really post all of November. That's just because I needed a little break and wanted to focus a bit more on the podcast. Now I'm back to blogging and we're doing a post every other week, which I mean, that's fun. And then podcast always every week, duh. But yeah, also let me know if you want to hear an episode about like blogging or stuff. I don't know if I have tips because I don't know if I'm very good at it, but I mean, someone suggested it one time and then I feel bad because people suggest episode ideas and it's just like, they're like tips for whatever blogging or something and I'm just like, I'm just not good at some of these things. Or like people are like tips for getting a boyfriend. I'm like, I don't know, share yours with me, like please. Whatever. Okay, and then also obviously in August I started the podcast. My little fam, love y'all. But yeah, and I wanted to start the podcast just because I found on my blog I was doing more of like tips stuff, not really like personal advice that could actually, I don't know, that like people could relate to and stuff. And I really wanted to share some more personal stories, kind of branch out. And also, I find it much easier to talk for an hour, 45 minutes, whatever, than to like write 1,000 to 2,000 word blog post, just because I don't know, it's just much easier. And both of these things really just helped me find a purpose when I was really struggling this winter. I wasn't feeling my best, I wasn't really doing anything, and because of the start of Corona, a lot of the things I had planned were canceled. I mentioned this in a few episodes, I think, but I was doing community service at an Alzheimer's daycare, which was super fun. My friend Seth, which y'all met him in the Guy Best Friend episode. Yeah, so we were doing that. And then that summer, I was going to go to Spain for 2 weeks to do like a foreign exchange thing, kind of, but not really, but like do classes at a university, like Spanish classes and stuff, and stay with the family. I was really excited about that, but of course that got canceled, and I was playing volleyball. That's more like a fall thing. I feel like my voice always goes away when I record these episodes, which is like super annoying because every other time I sound normal, and then of course, right when I record, I sound like a dying cat. But you know, whatever, cool. So yeah, there was just a lot of things that I had planned that just weren't going my way or that just got canceled, and I was feeling pretty down about that. I felt like I had nothing to do. It was the start of online school. I had never done online school. I mean, I had tried to build a lot of habits, which I mean, to be fair, I did do a lot. I mean, I did yoga for like a solid 3 months straight, like every day, which was pretty impressive and cool. Currently, not really exercising that much, need to do that more. But I was getting really into yoga. I was exercising a lot. I was journaling. So, just like little things that kind of helped me that I did, but it wasn't enough. I really wanted something that I could put like all my efforts into and feel super passionate and feel super proud about it. So then I decided to start a blog because one night, I don't know if I've talked about like starting my blog. I know I've talked about starting my podcast, so I'll just like lightly touch on that, but I'll go more into about the blog. But so I started my blog. The reason I decided on like a blog of all things was because so my mom was yelling about at me, just saying like I would have nothing to write on my college application because like I wasn't doing anything, which like big facts because all I was doing was watching Netflix because everything was canceled. So I was Googling stuff for hours, like things you can do at home, things you can do alone, things you can get done, like I don't know, things you can do for free that look good on college applications. And then I found it was like a bunch of random things, and a lot of them required like going out and doing stuff. So I was like, no, can't do that. And then I saw the blog and I was like, that's cool. I don't really like writing, but I guess literally I don't like writing. And I was like, yeah, I'll start a blog. I'm also the worst writer. I'm so bad. It's honestly embarrassing. There's some people's blogs who their writing is just like, mwah, chef's kiss, so good. And then there's just me, and I don't know. I mean, I try to write like I'm talking because if I try to write like in a cool style, it just does not. It sounds like I'm trying way too hard, and also I don't know how to use punctuation, but anyway. So I just started a blog, super happy about that. I literally did everything. I read a book about blogging. I watched thousands of YouTube videos. Not thousands, but like you get the point. And I did a bunch of research. I was trying to figure everything out. I built my own site. It was a lot. And then came the end of summer and I was getting bored of blogging. I was getting really burnt out because I had been writing 3 posts a week for about 3 months straight. And that was a lot. I wasn't seeing much success with that either. And I don't know, things were just not really the best. So then it was August. I was really obsessed with listening to podcasts. It was like Call Me Candid, pretty much, which had Lily Ann and Haley Pham. They're both YouTubers and own their own businesses. And I really love their podcast. I think they're not doing it anymore, but it was really good, really inspirational. And I was like, I should start a podcast. Like, how hard can that be? So, you know, here we are. And yeah, I'm so happy that I did both those things. And not just because, I mean, honestly, my first intention and like the reason I started both of these was probably just like for college applications because I didn't really have anything going on and I was bored just doing online school. But honestly, I just still keep them up just because I really love them and I'm like proud of what I've done. And then also, this isn't really like a thing, but like in the lines of like hobby things. I've read a lot this year. I mean, I got my Kindle over the summer. So you all might may or may not know, I'm freaking obsessed with my Kindle. It's my favorite device out of anything I have, and it's so good. But so I have Goodreads, and Goodreads did this thing that was like Spotify Wrapped, so you could like see your year in books or whatever. And I don't think it did the full year. I think it like stopped because it doesn't have all my books that I read, because it says I read more than it says, but Anyway, so it says that I've read over 11,000 pages this year, and I think I read like upwards of 30 books this year. And so that was really impressive, and I thought that was super fun. I really got back into reading this year because I really used to be into it when I was younger. I loved reading. It was the only thing I did. This was before, like, I was super into, you know, doing like social media. Before I had Snapchat, really. I loved to read. And honestly, I was a really good reader. Like, there's books I read in middle school that honestly, like, looking at it and like watching videos on YouTube about certain books, people are like, this book is really hard to read. I was like, I read them now. I swear I've like regressed. I don't know if that's the right word, but regressed like my reading level just because I didn't read for a few years. I don't think I read like for fun pretty much all of high school until this year, like really seriously. So that was super fun. I love reading. It's a good little escape. And I mean, it's good for you, good for like test prep, I guess. I mean, my reading comprehension score on like practice tests is pretty good. So thanks to my Kindle, bless. Anyway, so those are just some things that I've done, accomplished this year. And then moving on to what I've learned, these are just like a few lessons, and they're also kind of related to like how I've grown and stuff, but just that I think one of the biggest things, I mean, they're all like kind of really big things, and I feel like most of them you're kind of like, well, duh, like obviously that makes sense. But I mean, in the moment, okay, guys, it took me a minute, okay? Sometimes I can be a little bit slow, but here we are. So the first big lesson that I learned was that it's okay to not be okay. And I think this was so important and so impactful for me to really realize was just because I always try to be my best. I mean, I always try to do my best in school and any extracurricular, not really in sports because like I truly do not care, but like everything else, I really try being my feelings. I try to feel good. I'm like, oh, I should be happy about this. I should be happy for this person. But I think this year I really learned that it's okay to not be perfect all the time. It's okay to mess up. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to feel what you feel, and you shouldn't be ashamed of what you feel. And that was just like a big thing for me. And I think this year was just a big year of self-reflection and self-discovery. No matter how cheesy that sounds, it was honestly really true. And I think a lot of people can relate to that just because a lot of us were alone for a good amount of time or just with our family. And that, I mean, alone time requires reflection, being stuck with your own thoughts, which at times, I guess, can be a little scary, a little frightening if you're not used to that. If you're used to always being in a crowd, always being with people, serving everyone else's needs before yourself. I think that was just like a big thing for me to realize. And that also that being your best self isn't about being better than other people. It's about being better than your past self. It's not related to anyone else. And I think this goes without saying, but like competition with like, I know a lot of people on social media, it's like comparing mental illnesses. Like, oh, you don't have anxiety because mine is worse. Oh, you don't have depression because mine is worse. And it's like a competition. But like, this, I don't know if that's related, but just like you being the best possible version of yourself, it's not about you being better than your sister. It's not about you being better than your best friend. It's about you being better than who you were yesterday. And I think that's really important to realize because I think it's so easy to get stuck in the trap of comparison. I mean, I've talked about this in my social media episode. It's so easy to just feel stuck and feel like you need to prove yourself to everyone else when in reality, you just need to prove yourself to yourself and prove how great and wonderful you are. And I think I really realized that this year. And I mean, of course, I still compare myself to others, and that's not always necessarily a bad thing. But just because it can inspire improvement, it can inspire motivation. But I mean, I think I'm still on the journey of just like realizing that I need to work on what's best for me, not what's best for pleasing everyone else or what will make me seem better than one of my friends or someone I see on social media or a fellow podcaster or just someone else. And I think that was just a big realization I had. And that another thing related to that and just comparison is that comparison fuels insecurities. And I mean, you're probably sitting there, you're like, duh, no shit. I'm like, yeah, okay, duh, no shit, whatever. But just, I think because of starting the podcast Instagram account and then also deleting Snapchat, I really just realized that a lot of my insecurities were fueled by just being on these social media platforms for so long and comparing myself to others and realizing, oh, like, I don't look like this. I should look like that, or I should act like that, or why am I not that accomplished? Why don't I have the time to do all these extracurricular activities? Why am I not that smart? Why am I not that pretty, you know? And it's just like these comparisons aren't doing anything to benefit you. Pretty much all the stuff I've learned, I've discussed in my social media episode. So if you haven't listened to that, then definitely check it out. It was a really good episode and I, not to flex, and I really enjoyed recording that one. But just, I know it's like impossible not to compare yourself to others, but you can compare, sure, but that doesn't mean that means needs to be the only thing you need to do. You need to be able to appreciate yourself enough to know that what you do is enough and that you don't have to be like everyone else, because what makes you special is what you can do and what makes you different from them. And doing the same thing of everything as everyone else is just boring and it's not helping anyone grow or move anything forward. Last thing that I really learned, just because cliche thing, just like because of corona and stuff, is just life is as good as you make it. Because I mean, this year we were all thrown into a really hard, difficult new circumstance of just being isolated from our friends, not being able to go out, having to be afar. But just that life is as good as you make it. And I think I really learned this just from corona, just because, as I said, we've had to isolate and it's like things have been pretty shitty and the circumstances are really not good. So I don't think circumstances has to define like how much fun you're having or what you learned or what you have grown or known, whatever. Just that you make your own success. You can make your own happiness. Like, you determine the life you're gonna live, and it's just, you don't, it's, I mean, not that it's lazy, but I mean, it kind of is. Like, you just have to keep going, and yeah, it's gonna suck a little, but like, if you try your best and try your hardest to make the most out of it, then it's not gonna be as bad. And yeah, so related to that, just that bad circumstances do not equal having a bad time. I mean, honestly, I've had a great time during corona, which sounds bad because like a lot of people have died and a lot of families were hurt by that. But just that, I mean, you have to make the most of it. You have to do whatever you can to see the best out of everything. I mean, this is not going to say that you have to be happy all the time. You have to be positive all the time, because this goes from someone who's saying, I'm not an optimist, if you could not tell. I'm truly not. I'm saying more pessimistic, or as a lot of pessimists say, I'm realistic, you know, whatever. But just like, just because things suck around you doesn't mean you have to suck too. I mean, like, you can just try your best. And I'm not trying to be that super annoying positive person who's like, be happy all the time, because no, that's bullshit and that's not true and that's not how life works and that makes zero sense, because like, what, like, no, I don't even know if I'm happy half the time. I mean, I'm pretty averagely content, I would say. But yeah, anyways, so this year has just been a big year of self-growth, self-discovery, and now getting into the goals, because I've blabbed too long about 2020 and we're done with that. We're throwing it in the trash. I mean, it wasn't that bad. I feel like a lot of people were like, 2020 was so bad, it should die, which I mean, kind of was bad, but like also not really. It wasn't that bad. It was like averagely bad. I'd give it like a 5 out of 10, but I feel like more good came out of it than a lot of people talk about. And I know like a lot of social things weren't great, but just like personal things, I think for a lot of individuals it's pretty okay. I mean, obviously Okay, whatever I say, someone's gonna get mad at, so I'm just gonna stop. But yeah, so 2021 goals. I kind of grouped this into two categories. One, personal life, and then two, like, podcast, blog, hobby things. Yeah. So, personal life, really want to lower down my screen time, because as I said at the beginning of the episode, we had 6 hours. 2 days this week, and I'm not vibing with that, and that scares me a little bit, and I want to try to be on my phone less, which I mean is honestly super hard, like, right now at this point, just because I have to run an Instagram account, I have to run a TikTok account, and I have to be responding to people, and I always get lots of messages, and it's just, like, a lot, you know, so I kind of have to be on my phone. But I mean, for Instagram, I have a time limit, which I mean, I always go over, which is bad, but like, it's just nice to know how long I've been on there. And on TikTok, I haven't been on as much, but I really just want to lower my screen time, get it like solidly around like 2 hours. And I think also my screen time might just be high like this past week because I didn't have school and I really haven't had anything to do, you know, besides like test prep and like podcasting things. I mean, that's literally why I started a TikTok account, because I was bored and I was like, might as well. And then I can pretend like I'm being productive and my mom won't get mad at me for being on TikTok. This is really funny, but every time she sees me on TikTok, I tell her I'm doing research to make different posts. I'm like, Mom, I need to do my research so I can have posts that do well. And she's like, uh-huh, okay. But I mean, also kind of facts, but also, no. I can't look at my personal account because it's so unhelpful, because all it is just, like, a bunch of boys, which is, like, not helpful for me finding ideas. So I have to use the actual podcast account, or I have another account, too, which I use. Sometimes it's, like, kind of a spam account, but not really. I don't know, it's called When I Get Bored, so I just make random TikToks that I don't want to post on my normal account. And yeah, so my next goal really is exercising more. As I said, I was doing a good amount of exercise in the spring, and I was pretty happy with that. It honestly made me feel better. I felt a lot better mentally. I had a lot of mental clarity, but haven't really exercised since the summer, not gonna lie. So really need to get back into that. And truly, I don't like cardio just because I have asthma. So it's like super unpleasant and really like sucky, you know, when you hashtag can't breathe. Mwah. Anyways, so yeah, so I want to exercise more, probably get back into yoga. I really love yoga with Adrienne. I talk about her all the time. She's like such an icon. She does these challenges each year where it's like 30 days of yoga. I did the one last year and they're just like super helpful. And I really just, to exercise, I need to have something that's like a schedule. So it's like a challenge. I mean, I did some of those Chloe Ting things, but honestly, I just ended up pulling a muscle somehow. I swear I didn't sweat once. I did the ab thing, I did the butt thing, nothing. Literally, I just pulled a muscle and then it has hurt. It literally hurt for like 3 months. It was like connecting my thigh to my butt. It was very uncomfortable. So yeah, I was like, no more of that. Also, her videos were so, so annoying, and she also annoyed me. I mean, if you like her, go you, but like, yeah, so I need to exercise more. Then also, just like, this isn't like a thing, I guess, technically, but I just want to give myself more time to take breaks, because I noticed when I took a break from blogging, I feel much better and I'm much more like into it instead of like forcing myself to like work on it, something 24/7, and then not take a break and go full out for a few weeks and then like completely burn out. I think I need to get better at like managing my stuff and not just like starting something new every few weeks, because if you can't tell, I get really bored. I mean, I literally redid my blog a few weeks ago, and then this week I started a TikTok account. I mean, truly, we're really bored over here. But yeah, I need to give myself some time to take breaks. For my podcast, I really want to start doing some ads. Sorry about that. I mean, because my listener play thing has gotten, I'd say like grown a good amount because I didn't want to do it at the beginning because like annoying. And then like if you have like only like 10 people listening to your episodes, and what is the point doing ads? And I know ads are annoying, but like if you can listen to them, I mean, that's cool. Thank you. That helps me out. And then also, I really want to redo my podcast cover art. I mean, eventually, not like right this minute, but like probably in August or sometime over the summer. Because I want to have this cover art for a little while longer just so I can like establish myself. And then, yeah. But I really want my cover art to be like an actual picture of me because I personally love those cover arts much more, and I think they're so cute. But then I need to like plan what I'm gonna wear. I need to have a little photo shoot, so gotta do some planning for that, which don't know when that will happen. So yeah, for the podcast I'm gonna use ads, I'm gonna redo the cover art, and I feel like there's something else, but like I don't remember. And then for my blog, just like keeping up with that and doing that stuff. And then I also have a newsletter, which you should totally join. And I want to be more consistent with that. I mean, I was really good, like, majority of the summer and fall. And then, like, November really just, like, hit me and was like, ha, psych, you're not doing anything. And then in November, I kind of just, like, was like, meh, whatever. And so I need to get back on that grind. I don't know if people even, like those. So let me know, because those kind of take a bit of time. I really like writing them, and I think my newsletter is kind of cute. It's called the Insider Scoop because you're getting the insider scoop of my life. It's really fun. So, yeah, you should join. But those are just some goals. Oh, this is going back to personal stuff. But I need to make more efforts to talk to my friends and be a better friend because it's very easy for me to like get in the zone of doing things and forget that I'm an actual person and need to talk to people. And then people think that I'm avoiding them as being friends, which, like, honestly, no. I just am a more introverted person who needs social breaks, you know? So I need to make a better effort of engaging with my friends because, I mean, I don't think I've done that very well this year, and I feel bad about that. So those are my goals, and yay, let me know what your goals are. You can DM me on Instagram, TikTok. I don't know. Can you DM someone if you're not, if both people aren't following them? I honestly don't understand TikTok DMs. It literally makes zero sense to me. And I've had TikTok since 2018. But yeah, so just let me know what some of your goals are. I'm sure I'll post something this week about like goals and setting goals with me or doing something similar to like something similar to that, something in that area. So just some tips for setting, keeping, implementing goals. I just have a few that have really helped me, especially over the spring when I was doing really well. I started a bunch of habits. Also, okay, the main thing about goals is that you want to set goals that will become habits, not just like goals. So your main objective with a goal is making it into a habit, something that you're going to keep doing, not something that you're just going to reach and then stop doing. We don't want to do that. We want to set something that we can be consistent at and that we can keep up with. For example, this year I started reading more and I said, okay, I'm going to read every night before bed. And well, because originally, okay, so I said, I want to read more. I want to read one book every week. But like saying that is kind of overwhelming. But if you say, okay, I'm gonna read every night before I go to bed for like 30 minutes or until I get sleepy, then that is much more beneficial than just saying I want to read more or whatever. For example, maybe you want to lose weight, okay? Maybe you want to lose like 10 pounds. Instead of saying I want to lose 10 pounds this year, like, I'm gonna exercise every, I don't know, How many times do people exercise a week? That's normal, like 5 times a week. Okay, so I'm gonna exercise 5 times a week and eat a balanced diet. And that's gonna be much more beneficial to you because it's easier to keep up with, it's easier to manage, and it's not as overwhelming. The easiest thing to do for making like goals is to make them into a habit and build them into chunks. Okay, so you're gonna break it down. It's like answering a science section on the ACT. Me saying this because I had to watch a 20-minute video on that, but you're gonna break it into chunks so things don't seem as overwhelming because at first you're like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And but once you break into chunks, it gets easier, and then you only have to do a little bit. I promise. And then also, if you want to learn more about like how to build healthy habits, which is like related to goals, definitely check out my blog post in the description of this episode. It's super helpful. Literally, I wrote this blog post over the summer, and when I was writing it, I watched like 4 videos about goal setting, each from different people, and I compiled all their tips, including mine, and it was a pretty good, helpful post. So if you're interested in that, definitely check it out. And then it's also more beneficial to create like a general goal. For example, instead of saying, I want to have 10,000 Instagram followers by the end of 2021, you're going to say, I want to grow my Instagram. Instead of saying, I want to have 10,000, 100,000 listens on my podcast or downloads, I'm going to say, I want to grow my listenership. And this is so you don't have to set exact numbers you want to hit because it won't, I promise you, it won't be as satisfying when you accomplish these things. And it's much more satisfying just to see how much you've grown over the past year, just being like, oh, I started with 0 followers, now I have 500. Like, that's just like exciting instead of saying, okay, I want to reach 1,000 followers by March. And then if you don't, it's really disappointing and then you feel bad, you feel discouraged. It's much better just to set general goals about how you want to grow. This can be personally, physically, I guess, I don't know, muscles or like social media, but just don't set exact numbers. I promise it won't be as satisfying when you hit it. I mean, this wasn't really a goal that I set, but I was like, okay, I want to hit 1,000 followers before the end of 2020 on my Instagram. And when I did, I was like happy for a good 5 minutes. And then I was like, okay, like what's next? Like, it's just not as satisfying when you set an exact number because, like, once you do, it's like, what do I do now? And it's much better just to grow because then you just are saying something more general because then you just can keep growing and keep trying to do better to improve. And yeah, so tips for goals. Don't set exact numbers. Do something a little general if you need to, related to like growth for social media. And set goals that become habits. That's literally the biggest one. I swear by it. I promise you, it's so helpful. I mean, when I was journaling a lot, I was like, okay, I'm gonna journal before I go to bed, every day before I go to bed. And if you attach like those goals slash habits to things that you already do and that are already habits, you're already gonna stick to it. Like reading in bed, I mean, you're already going to bed, so just set like your book on your bed, on your nightstand, and then you can just grab it and read it before bed. Just like attaching your habits to things that you have already set are super helpful. I mean, I started flossing regularly, life-changing. Like, honestly, life-changing. No one told me how amazing it was, and now I feel gross for never having like really flossed before. I mean, I always did, like when I would go to the dentist, I'd do it for like a week after, and then I'd be like, okay, I'm done, like no thanks. But so I started flossing, right? And I set up a little routine. So I brush my teeth and then I floss and then I use mouthwash. And so I floss, I make sure every time I brush my teeth, I have my floss right next to my toothbrush. So it's easy to see, it's easy to grab. It's not hidden in a drawer that I'm gonna forget about. It's just right there. And a big thing about habits, just making things the most accessible you can, making it as easy as possible for you to do it will just make you more successful. And then also, obviously, it's okay if you like can't keep these habits forever. I mean, of course, like your life changes, things happen, and it's not realistic to like say you're gonna do something for your whole life. I mean, sometimes you can't keep up a habit because your schedule changes. You can always change something to doing a different time. Let's say you can't read before bed for some reason. Try reading every morning when you wake up. Something like that that you can try changing and that might help you keep that habit better. And I know this is like supposed to be tips for goals, but honestly, I see goals more as like habits that you should make. For example, I mean, like the stuff from my podcasts aren't really like habits. They're more like actual, like redoing my cover art is not a habit, but like personal in the personal life, just like exercising more or reducing my screen time. Those are habits. Exercise. Let's say every day after school at 4 p.m., you're gonna do an at-home yoga workout. Like something like that that you can just like attach to something that will happen regularly. Oh my gosh. Regularly? That is right. But yes, just attach it to something and I promise it'll help you out. You got this. I mean, New Year's resolutions, people like last till March and then they're just not effective. And honestly, in my opinion, what's the point of setting things that you can't keep up with and are just gonna give up with? Like, that's just disappointing. And then we're saying things like, oh, I'll wait till next year. Like, no, do it now. Like, you have the time, or I don't know, maybe you don't, but like, you got this. And you don't wanna be like one of those people who just gives up on their New Year's resolution because they didn't have like, know how to set like a real goal, how to make their goal into a habit, because that's where all the success is, making it into a habit that you can keep up with, that you can be consistent with. You don't want it to be something too overwhelming. I mean, I tried to meditate over the summer. Let's just say it did not go very well. But that's because I tried meditating first for 15 minutes, okay? If you've never meditated before, then let me just say this. Meditating for a good 1 minute feels long. 5 minutes feels long. Starting out with 15, for I've never really done it before, unless like in case I couldn't fall asleep, that was impossible. Not impossible, but just like painfully hard. So just like start out with like a little bit, like in the example of meditation, like doing 1 minute a day for like a few weeks, then try five and then up it to seven, and then just keep going up until you can grow and like build on that habit. Like, or for reading, if you really want to read more, I know I've had DMs from people that say, I want to read more. I know you read a lot. Like, what are your tips? But just like reading, you can't start out with like, I mean, you could set time limits, but I just like read for fun. But like, if you don't like it, then I guess you could. But just being like, okay, I'm gonna read one chapter of my book every night. Like, anyone can do that. That's easy. A lot of chapters are only a few pages. And then once you get into it, you're not gonna keep trying to keep track of, oh, I need to read this one chapter. You're just gonna do it because it's become a habit and it's become something that you enjoy doing. Hopefully, if you don't enjoy doing it, then change it. Like, you can always change your habits. You can always change your goals. I mean, it's kind of bullshit to think that you're gonna think the same January 1st, 2021 as you are December 31st, 2021. Like, no, you're gonna change. Your goals can change. Your habits can change. What goals you set this year aren't gonna be have to be the goals that you have to keep throughout the whole year. I mean, you can always change them throughout the year. And also, I think it's really fun and also cool and kind of helpful is that if you write down your goals so that you can look back at them. Let's say you have a journal or something. Write them in a journal so you can look back on them and know like what intentions you really set for this year and what your plans were and how you're doing, how you're going. And just like you can also like write it on a piece of paper and just like tape it to your desk, tape it to like a little sticky note on your laptop, whatever, just so you can look at it and always like try to remind yourself, okay, this is what I want to do. This is my goal. This is what I'm going to try to accomplish. And it's, of course, it's okay if you don't accomplish it. I mean, at least you tried. At least you didn't give up just like in March and be like, oh, I'm done. Just like try. And it's okay if you can't stay consistent. I mean, I've struggled with that. It's not about being perfect. It's just about like trying your best. And I mean, yeah, I guess, I mean, I don't know what else to say about that. Just trying your best And it's okay if you don't accomplish everything you want next year, or if you didn't accomplish everything you wanted to this year. I mean, it's no big deal. There's always next year. You can always do more. And this year was hard, guys. This year was really freaking hard. And it's okay if everyone's talking about all these things that they accomplished, that they did, and all you did was really just be able to get up in the morning. I mean, that's an accomplishment in itself. You don't have to be starting your own business. You don't have to be doing all these things to be accomplished or to have a quote unquote successful year. I mean, you did it, you made it through the year, and that's an accomplishment, and that's pretty cool. We've all been through a lot, so just be kind to yourself. And just realize that you made it. You made it, and we're on to next year, and it's okay. It's starting a clean slate. But also, if you're struggling listening to this, like let's say in the future, it's middle of 2021. I don't know. People listen to podcast episodes different times throughout the year. But like, you can always have a clean slate. It doesn't need to be January 1st to start over. Doesn't have to be a Monday to start over. You can start over whenever you want. It doesn't have to be some special day. It doesn't have to be your birthday. You can just start over whenever you want. You just have to try, push through, and you got it. Just remember that great things are coming in 2021. No matter the circumstances, great things are coming and you're gonna make it through. You're gonna do a great job. I'm just so proud of you for making it through this year and through everything that you have accomplished, everything you have done, and just that you're still here and that you're here now. And don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. You know the drill. I've already said this. And I really want to circle back just to the quote that I mentioned at the beginning of the episode because I really think it's super important. And really, just like valuable when thinking about goals and what habits and intentions you want to set for this coming year. But just the past is your lesson, the present is your gift, and the future is your motivation. So just keep that in mind when you're setting your goals. And I hope this episode really helped you. Just, I mean, to get to know me better, to know what I'm planning in the future, and also just like some habit slash goals tips. And yeah, I'm happy to help you out. DM me if you need any help and or email me, whatever. And make sure to check out all the links in the description of this episode to find my blog, to find my newsletter, my email, etc. And of course, follow me on Instagram and TikTok at the Girly Girl Podcast if you haven't already. I know lots of you have already told me you don't have TikTok. That's of course is okay. Lots of you don't have Instagram. That is okay. It's just a little reminder. You don't need to if you don't want to. Just listening to the podcast is enough. Any way you can support is great, is wonderful. And I hope you have an amazing start to this year, no matter when you're listening. Happy 2021, guys. I'm so happy and I'm so glad we finally made it. Okay, bye.